I'm Matt McCleskey with WAMU News. The Republican-led U.S. House passed its tax overhaul bill yesterday in a largely party-line vote. The Senate is considering its own tax bill. It's unclear if it will pass, and if it does, what exactly a final bill would look like. But we're getting a sense of what GOP tax reform could mean for our region. And joining me now for a closer look is Washington Post senior regional correspondent Robert McCartney. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
So what could the Republican plans mean for individual taxpayers in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia?
Well, it certainly looks like the bill, assuming it gets passed, will remove the deduction for individual taxpayers who itemize their deductions. It will remove the deduction for paying state and local taxes and possibly some part of their property taxes and some part of the mortgage interest deduction. Now, that's significant for our region because a disproportionately high number of people in our region use those deductions, and especially people in the district in Montgomery County, in Maryland, and in Fairfax and Loudoun counties in Virginia. Why would our region suffer disproportionately more than other regions because of the loss of those deductions? Well, politically speaking, the bill is structured in many ways to reward Republican-leaning states, which tend to have lower state and local taxes, at the expense of Democratic-leaning ones. And our region overall is Democratic, with relatively higher state and local taxes. In the district, for instance, the estimate is that the increase in the tax bill in more prosperous neighborhoods could be 10% overall for individual taxpayers. What's their argument for doing this? Well, they say that the sharp cuts in taxes for businesses will energize the economy as a whole. And they say that a lot of middle class and lower income people will get a tax cut overall, at least to start, even though the bulk of the tax cuts go to the highest income people.
And given our region's real estate market, the mortgage interest deduction being capped would also hit hard for many taxpayers. Now, D.C. officials also said this week that the GOP tax plan could hurt infrastructure investment and development of affordable housing. What's the issue there?
Right. There's a pretty big potential impact in our region is that the new tax rules could well reduce private investment in affordable housing and other infrastructure, such as transit projects and highways. This gets really complicated, but basically the House plan would repeal a funding mechanism known as private activity bonds. And these are common tools of municipal finance, which allow developers and other private investors to borrow at low interest rates to build affordable housing. Now, the Senate bill keeps that mechanism, so we don't know how it will end up. The House wants to get rid of it, partly because it was seen as a subsidy to a special interest, and partly to save money so the tax cuts elsewhere in the plan wouldn't add too much to the deficit. If it goes through, it's a big deal in our region, of course, because the shortage of affordable housing is one of the biggest social problems that we face. Mayor Muriel Bowser said in the last 7 years, these private activity bonds have helped finance 9,000 units of affordable housing in the district.
And we'll keep an eye on that, of course, as it moves through the Senate. Another big development since last we spoke, you had a big scoop for the Post. You obtained pre-release a copy of former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood's report on changes that he says Metro needs to make going forward. A big part of that would be shrinking Metro's board to essentially put fewer cooks in the kitchen. Just a few seconds remaining, but where does it look like that's headed?
Well, the good news is that if you want Metro to get its money, the Ray LaHood report came in and did this independent analysis and said, yes, it really does. Metro really does need at least $500 million a year more than it's getting right now, and it has good management. Paul Wiedefeld, the general manager, is doing a great job. The bad news is it did not break the deadlock in the region over how to raise the additional money and whether to shrink the board from 16 members at present to 5, as LaHood and others recommend.
So that conversation also going to continue, and we will keep an eye on that. Washington Post senior regional correspondent Robert McCartney, as always, thanks for joining us.
Good to be here.